This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm looking for something to be glad in it. How about you, my friends? Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program, and for this school year, we are reading through all of the Psalms, and we're calling it a prayer garden of Psalms. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to the one and only Holy God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be praised. O Lord, you're the all in all, the only begotten Son. You are Christ alone and the divine Redeemer. Thank you for being ever present in our times of trouble. O Lord, you are full of grace, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Holy Spirit. You are incomparable to anything. You are the God of Jerusalem. You're the kinsman Redeemer and the Lord of life itself. You are limitless in all that you do. You present the manifold witness before us each day. Lord, help us to look up. You are never changing. You're the owner of everything and the promise keeper. Lord, you're the quintessential essence of all that has ever been and will ever be. You are the rider on the white horse coming again. Oh, Lord, you are supreme. You are the true witness, and you are unfathomable in your glory. Lord, you're the vine dresser. We want to stay attached to your vine. You have wonder-working powers. You're extra special. And you are Yeshua, the God of Zion. Blessed be your name. O Lord, we come to speak with you today, to pray. Still can't believe how wonderful it is that you give us this gift to come before you each day. Oh Lord, what joy, what graciousness, and what patience you have with us. Oh Lord, we lift up these remaining school days and help us to be people of joy, not counting down the days with drudgery, but counting the days with great joy and great intention to give it our all because we are representing you. Oh Lord, blessed be your name. We praise you for the Psalms. We praise you for your gifts. We praise you for all that you do. It is amazing. We ask this all in the mighty name of our King Jesus. Amen. Oh, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We are on Psalm 146 today, and we're going to hear it read by Elizabeth Schmus. Elizabeth co-directs our great organization, Christian Educators, with her husband, David Schmus. She will be reading Psalm 146 for us in the NIV, the New International Version. The Word of God, Psalm 146.
Hello, Christian educators. This is Elizabeth Schmus, and I'm going to read Psalm 146 from the NIV this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortal men who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, the Lord who remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the alien and sustains the fatherless and the widow, but he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever, your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord.
Oh yes, praise the Lord for the reading of his word, and thank you, Elizabeth, for reading Psalm 146. Let's pray this beautiful psalm. to the maker of heaven and earth. We will praise you, O Lord, all of our lives and all of our school days. May you be glorified today because you remain faithful forever. You're the maker of heaven and the earth and the sea and everything in them. We give you all our students today that are oppressed or hungry. Give them hope, Lord, in you. For those who have parents that are incarcerated, give them peace. Thank you for caring for our students who are fatherless and our colleagues who are widows. Give them a taste of your love. Blessed are you, dear Lord, the God of Jacob, the God of Zion, the God of the righteous. We love you and are grateful for all that Jesus has done for us. You will reign forever. Come, Lord Jesus, come. We pray in his holy name. Amen. Well, thank you, faithful and precious friends, for your faithfulness, for being in the Word of God and prayer each school day. I'm going to read you our daily devotional from Christian Educators. You can find these at our website at christianeducators.org. You can have them emailed to yourself so that you can share them and bless someone else. Or you can just listen to them here on Around the Word in 180 Days. Our devotional for today is called Trust God with the Battle. It's written by Diana Anderson. Diana is a Christian educator who teaches history and art to secondary students at a Christian school in Kennewick, Washington. One of her students is fighting leukemia again. The scripture that Diana chose is Exodus 17, 9 through 13 and 15 through 16. So Moses said to Joshua, "Choose for us men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand." So Joshua did as Moses told him and fought with Amalek, while Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill. Whenever Moses held up his hands, Israel prevailed. And whenever he lowered his hands, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands grew tired, so they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. While Aaron and Hur held up his hands, one on one side and one on the other, so his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua overwhelmed Amalek and his people with the sword. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it, "The Lord is my banner," saying, "A hand upon the throne of the Lord. The Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation." The children of Israel have escaped from the Egyptians through the Red Sea. God provided manna to eat, and they thought that they were headed directly to the Promised Land. And then Amalek attacked them. Israel was minding her own business on her way to where God told her to go, and she was under attack again. Have you ever faced a season of seemingly unrelenting challenges? It is tempting to say, "Why? What did I do to deserve this?" And often there is no logical answer. We live in a fallen world, and sometimes bad things happen to the nicest people. But we can learn from Moses. He assessed the situation and delegated the fighting to Joshua and his men. He took the staff of God with him, and two strong friends to watch and see what God would do. Then he lifted up the staff of God and watched. I think this is what happens when we lift our needs to God in prayer. When Moses grew tired, his friends lifted up his arms, just as our friends can lift us up in prayer. I imagine the bystanders, the families, the friends of the fighting men were also watching and praying, and they continued until the battle was won by the Lord. When we face overwhelming circumstances, we can gather our support team, accept the help we need, and trust God with the battle. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us your word to show us your faithfulness. In our fallen world, many people face overwhelming circumstances. Help us to remember to entrust them to you, whether they are ours, our families, or our friends' battles, because you alone can bring the victory. And that, dear friends, was Trust God with the Battle. We are going to pray again today at 1:16 p.m. And the prayer that we are joining together on is to pray to be a positive example during times of drama at the end of the school year. And we know that is not easy. And so let's lift each other up and pray to the Lord of order. He does all things in grace and order. And so let us be like him with his power. Now we pray at 1:16 because of Romans 1:16. You can say it with me. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. And so friends, if you forget the prompt, don't you worry. Just pray. There are many, many needs that are specific to your campus. Amen? I look forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. And now I get to bless you, my friends. Our blessing for this school year is Psalm 23. Today I will read it to you in the ESV, the English Standard Version. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.